Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. So it's 2:38 in the morning here. So on Mr. Knows It show, I was just really waking up about 1 something this morning. So look, because I'm going to try to go back to sleep here in a minute. So let me tell you about the Black National Book Festival. So on yesterday, I did attend it. I will be attending it today. I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to try to do it. Y'all already know how that degenerate disease is. But, so yesterday I attended it. Y'all, it was so many people out there. It was so great. And on yesterday, we wasn't even open to the public. You know, it was more so authors mingling and, the day before, it was something else that was going on, but it's so many authors out there, and it was not designed, it was not specifically targeted at just Black people, because it was white people out there as well. But either way the case may be, y'all, when I tell y'all it was a good time, someone had told me, they were saying that it's just books, there's not much that you can do with books. You know, I'm guessing as if it would be boring. I mean, I can't speak for no one else, but I know for me and everybody in that room, we love writing. We love the journey. Y'all already know how I had got into writing. I told y'all I started doing it as a child. But yesterday, amongst talking to multiple writers in the room, our stories are, it has so many similarities. The majority of those people, and they're women and men, they started writing when they was younger. The majority of them in there, they have multiple books, multiple. I could only strive and hope to achieve that level of many books. One lady had 20 books. One lady had 12 books. I mean, the whole, I mean, their tables, four to the max. You know, they got 6 inch and 6 inch. I mean, 6 feet and 6 feet tables. So hell, they got 12 foot of table fill up with books. A lot of people, they had, they were using technology. They had screens. They had displays. They had the posters, which reminds me, I need to go on Amazon. They had the posters, y'all. You know, that was my first National Book Festival, you know, for myself. You know what I'm saying? That was my first National Book Festival for myself. So, you know, I'm super excited. Have I ever attended book events, my own and others? Yes. But, y'all, that was on a whole nother level for me. At that event, it was so many authors that has been doing it for 10 years or more. You had newbies up in there. You know, me, you know, you had newbies up in there. It was, I mean, different people from all walks of life. Not only that, it was educational, you know, things to help me. Things to help me and to help other authors. One of the things that I loved about that room, and that room was minority Black. But let me tell you one thing I loved about that, about the National Black Book Festival. Everybody in that room, the majority of the people, they were not above learning or hearing what the other person had to say. They were not above, you know, taking notes. Me, they were not above taking notes and learning, because it's a growing stage. And one thing about all authors, what one author may not know, another author may know. You know, it was people, one lady, she used to work for Mark, what is it, Zuckerberg for Facebook? She was working for him, and she was like, you know, with her working for him, her and other people, of course, making him, what, $60 million a year or whatever, and she was like, you know, as a product manager, and how she was able to take that and just make six figures, leave Facebook, quit her job, and make six figures for herself doing basically the same thing for other companies, but more independently now. So you know I respect that. So anyways, long story short, I mean, it was just so many different people. Like tomorrow, today, it's going to be what, like five featured speakers that would be there. Some of them, I'm quite sure y'all know them. Only thing you got to do is go to the Houston National Black Book Festival. You will see those people up there. But it was just so many different things to do. And people had, you know, gift baskets. And y'all know when we step correctly, okay? I'm a newbie. I didn't realize how correctly they step, but I know who will be stepping better at the next book festival, regardless of where it is. Y'all, when I tell y'all they had the floor posters, you know, we already had posters on our table. I'm in two genres for the National Black Book Festival. I was in that aisle. So, I was in three genres. Excuse me. You got one genre, two genre, however, whatever genres you're in, that's what they put you in. So I was in motivational, family, and relationships. That's what I was in. So anyways, when I tell y'all they had it done up, they had gift baskets that was done beautifully. The stands, with the photos and stuff on it, the gifts, the incentives, you know, the cards. One lady had an INQ electronic business card. Only thing you had to do was hold your phone near it. I mean, y'all, but look, let me tell you something. They had some gadgets out there, okay? And I'm like, yes, I want all of this. Yes, I want all of this. It was so doggone unique and so cool. And not only that, I'm a sucker for gadgets. I love gadgets. I love electronics. Y'all, it was what I was expecting and more. You see what I'm saying? And more for a book festival, because that was the first time I ever attended a book festival for myself. So that's a big achievement for me. Very huge achievement for me. And I'm so happy about it. I don't regret it now a bit. Understand me. So I'm so proud of myself. And one person was telling me about basically like I was downplaying me, like as if I didn't realize who I was. And you know what? Maybe I don't. You know what I'm saying? Just being real, maybe I don't, because I'm an everyday person. Everybody's an everyday person. But I'm an everyday person. I'm down to earth. I be cooling. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the same way pretty much all the time. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I've been to forgot the work that I've been to put in. Just like when I seen the thing about Mr. Nosey passing away. I'm like, that's, you know, I was sad. And I was like, dang, that's crazy. Because when we were kids, we used to be on that show so hard, y'all. We used to be on that show so hard, waking up early in the morning, going to go record that show, and straight from that show to school, okay? Crazy. Higher Park Elementary. Crazy. So crazy. So, yeah, but either way, I've been a forgot, like, a lot of stuff that I've been a did, a lot of stuff that I've been a wrote, a lot of people who I've met, a lot of collaborations, you see what I'm saying? And it's not so much as forgotten, but it's just that it been happened so long ago, and I'm like, okay, I did that. So it's like, what can I do next? You see what I'm saying? If I can, what can I possibly do next? Because if I, you know, I did all that, I did all those writing, I got, what you call it? I don't know. I've accomplished a lot in my life. I will say that. And it's only because of God. I thank God. But I have gotten, you know what I'm saying, credits and, you know, I got my credit. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, a lot of that stuff is public information. Heck, I still got news articles from when I used to write back in the day. You know, that was a long time ago. But I had so many articles. And like, I'm one of those people, I hate clutter. And I hate messes, right? But anyways, so I had so many of those papers. I was throwing them out over years, throwing them out over the years. Do y'all know I regret that? Even though I still have a good bit, but I regret that because it's old work. Could I probably still get it? Yes, if I go back to those companies or whatever, yes. And not only that, my work was always digital. When I started doing journalism, when I started working, my work was digital any doggone way, you know. But still, back during that, during the early 2000s, during that time, you know, it was, you have to be there to know it, I guess, you know. You have to be there to know it, and it was such a struggle to get it done. But either way, I got it done, and I thank God. But yeah, the Black National Book Festival, y'all, that thing, it was done up. It was so nice. They had food, they had drinks, they had so many people speaking, giving good, you know, advice, talking about, they wasn't talking about their journey so much. They were just talking about ways to grow as an author. One lady wrote a book. I cannot remember her name, but what I will do, I will tell y'all some more info tomorrow, probably after the book festival. I'll probably be able to do the recording, but y'all, I'm gonna just hush my mouth. I'm gonna just gonna let y'all see what's going on with me, with Alexandria August, okay? With me and yeah, with Preservation of One. But I will say this here: one lady, she wrote a book called "The Young Writer's Guide" for like when children, when they want to write a book. Y'all know how dope that is. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's pretty dope. She did about maybe 10 books herself, something like that. But I was like, that is so cool. And then not only that, it was two children authors that was there. Not children's author, it was multiple children's authors, but it was two people that was there that was children. One of them was 16, and the other one, I'm guessing, is around the same age as well. But it was multiple children's authors as well. One of them, one of the girls, she'd been all on the news, various companies, magazines, and all that stuff there. She wrote a book called something about Dive With Me. She's a black author, and it's basically a tribute to her being a swimmer and being a diver. So when her parents first got her into it, you know, she just was looking for people that was more so like her, and it wasn't many, basically. She, trust me, she'll tell you her story. And it wasn't many like her, so it inspired her to write a book. So when kids, you know, want to read something about that that's possibly interested in it, because a lot of times kids, we can get it, not we, they can get interested in a lot of good things when they are young. You see what I'm saying? So to be able to have as much information out there for them as possible, I think is phenomenal. So even if a child that has never went swimming or diving yet, but they always say, huh, I want to do that, or you know, watched it on TV, the Olympics or whatever. Hey, I want to do that. You know, let me see what else I can find about it. Good thing about it, her book is out there, so they'll be able to find it. It was a book about by Dr. Phyllis, I can't remember her last name, Roosters in the House, Children Books. I want that book. I told her I was going to get that book for my grandbabies. Also, I had the other girl. I cannot think of her name. I can't think of it. But either way, it's so many different, so many different books, and so much good stuff. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculously good. That's what it was. It was ridiculously good. It was, y'all. All I got to say is I'm happy for the experience, and I'm grateful for the experience. I truly am. Either ways, don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria Argus. Also, it was this one other lady out there. She was talking about shadow work. And her other book is, I think it's called Divine Femininity. Or Divine Feminism. Y'all, it was so many dope people out there. Y'all, it's phenomenal. Either way, get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria Argus. Don't forget to join me tomorrow at the National Black Book Festival.